This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver International Airport may soon need a new leader. Current CEO Phil Washington has finally taken a step toward becoming the next head of the FAA. His nomination has been delayed for nearly 8 months. Washington talked up his decades-long career in public service at a Senate confirmation hearing today.
The safety of the traveling public will remain my top priority, as it has been for me leading the third largest airport in the world, two large transit agencies, and men and women in uniform.
Washington once ran the Regional Transportation District in Denver and Los Angeles Metro. Republicans have criticized his relative lack of experience in the aviation industry. Colorado's largest compost company says it can't handle contaminated waste from the Front Range. CPR's Sam Brash reports that's leading to new restrictions.
A1 Organics serves Denver, Boulder, Arvada, and other cities. As those communities have expanded their composting programs, the company has seen more contamination. Everything from glass bottles to plastic bags to dog toys. To ease any confusion, it's now changing its list of acceptable items. Paper products are out, so no more coffee filters and pizza boxes. Compostable foodware is also banned, so no supposedly biodegradable forks, plates, or cups. Only lawn waste and food scraps are allowed. Private and municipal waste haulers say they'll follow those rules and will educate their customers. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Find more news online at cpr.org and krcc.org. Coming up later this afternoon on All Things Considered, the price of insulin might be coming down. Eli Lilly, one of the three U.S. makers of insulin products, said it's also making other moves towards affordability for people with diabetes. Hear more this afternoon on All Things Considered beginning at 4 on CPR News and KRCC.